Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue in our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll move on in our study to our commentary on Quran chapter 16, as we will investigate the answer for our question, can Jesus be God? Yes, indeed. That is what we'll be talking about. According to the Quran, can Jesus be God? To understand that subject, we have to move on to Quran chapter 16, verses 17 to 23. Here is what Allah said. Is he who creates like he who does not create? Do you not remember? And if you would number the grace of Allah, you could not count it. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. And Allah knows what you hide and what you reveal. And those who call on others than Allah, they do not create anything, and they are created, dead, not living. They do not feel when they will be raised. Your God is one God. So those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts deny, and they are proud. No doubt that Allah knows what they hide and what they reveal. Surely he does not love the proud. First of all, let me share with you some of the interpretation of the great Muslim scholars to see what do they really think about these words of these verses. Then I will take you to some other verses in the Quran to compare that which Muhammad described for Allah as attributes in these verses to see do these attributes also fit perfectly with Isa, the son of Mary, whom Muslims claim to be the Jesus of the Bible. First, in verse 17, Allah is asking a question. And the question is very logical if just Muslims can understand it. It says here, is he who creates like he who does not create? Do you not remember? Well, the first part of the question is very important, because obviously the one who creates, that is God or Allah, as Muslims claim that Allah is God, is not like anything else, because he is the only one who set apart with his attributes as a creator. And the creation testified of the creator, and the creator is the only God, a true God, to all those who live in this world. Which means, if the one who creates is not like the one who does not create, that means the one who creates is God, and the one who does not create is not God. So, here we see from the interpretation of Muslim scholars, Muhammad was speaking to the infidels of Quraysh. Those are the polytheists, those who are worshiping so many different gods. And Muhammad is trying to catch their attention through the word of the Quran, or as Muslims claim, the word of Allah, to say, hey, you're worshiping things you made, and these things are not gods. Why? Because none of these things whom you worship and you claim to be God can create anything. Therefore, they cannot be God. But then the second portion of the question, do you not remember? I do not know what this has to do with memory. I can ask the question, do you not understand? Do you not comprehend? But I cannot say, do you not remember? Remember what? These angels of Christ were not there when Allah created them and all the things of the world, as we have seen in the entire chapter so far. Quran chapter 16, the chapter of the Bee, is talking about the command of Allah, the order of Allah, which has come to the infidels, which we figure out in verse 1, the judgment of Allah, or the torment of Allah, which is coming soon on the infidels of Quraysh. And then he's talking about the angels who revealed the Quran, which he called the spirit, which is a very weird contradiction to all that which is written before. For as you know, Allah, as the Quran, declared that the spirit of Allah is Angel Jibreel. But here, the spirit is the word of Allah in the Quran. And Angel Jibreel is the angels, which is written in the plural form. And then in verse 3, he tells them that Allah is the one who created the heaven and earth, who's the truth. Why are you worshiping other idols and you claim them to be gods? Once again, in verse 4, Muhammad said that Allah created the man from nutfah, which is a wrong information. Man was not created from some fluid from the man backbone and the woman breast. This is false information. And then he talk about the creation of the livestock and how Allah put beauty in them and how men benefit from them to get warmth and to eat meat, and how even some of these creations like camel, horses or mules carry the goods for men from one place to another, and Allah made it easier to use his creation for our comfort. Allah told Muhammad in Quran chapter 16 verse 8 that he created the horses and the mule and the donkey that we may ride them, and he also creates other things we do not know. Also, Allah stated that he is the one who sent the water from heaven. Obviously, he meant rain, and from it all the different trees with different colors bring the different fruits for men to eat and enjoy. Then Allah talked about how he created the sun and the moon and the stars, and he made them subservient to mankind. Allah also made the sea subservient to men, which from it we bring fish to eat and ornaments to wear, and also through the sea ships can move from one place to another. And then Allah created the mountains, which because of that we now know that the earth does not move as it was in the beginning when Allah created the earth without mountains. Lots of error, lots of nonsense. And obviously in verse 16, Allah said that he created the stars as sign or as way for people to be guided, talking about those who travel at night using the stars to figure out what directions they go to. After all that, Allah is asking the question in verse 17. Is he who creates like he who does not create? Obviously, the answer is no. The one who creates is God, and the one who does not create is not God. As once again for the question, do you not remember? That is a ridiculous question. He should say, do you not understand? It would be a better wording to end verse 17. Now, in verse 18, Allah said, and if you would remember the grace of Allah, you could not count it. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Yes, indeed, the grace of Allah is plentiful, as we have seen in all the verses of Quran chapter 16 so far. In his interpretation, Al-Tabri said, you could not count them and you could not be thankful enough to count all the benefits and the grace which Allah has given to them. As for the statement, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful, he said Allah will forgive and will give mercy to those who will repent, those who will turn back to him, those who will live right before Allah concerning not being thankful enough for all the grace and all the benefits which he has given to them in his creation. Now we move to verse 19, which is another very important verse. Why? Because in verse 19, Allah said, and Allah knows what you hide and what you reveal. Yes, people hide information and people reveal information. People hide actions and people reveal actions. But guess what? Allah knows it all. He knows what we hide and he knows what we reveal. That is what Quran 16:19 is talking about. Verse 20, once again, Allah said, and those who call on others than Allah, they do not create anything and they are created. Once again, I don't believe Muhammad understands what the word create means. In his interpretation, the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir said that Allah is giving the news about the idols which the infidels of Christ used to call on without Allah, that they cannot create anything. And they themselves, these are the idols, were created. And here we have a problem with Muhammad, who does not understand, as we see throughout the verses of the Quran, what is the real meaning of the word create.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Create is not made or make. To make something, like making a cake, is right linguistic and theologically, but I cannot say I create a cake. For me to create a cake, I must create the eggs, I must create the flour, and I must create the sugar and whatever other ingredients I will be using to create my cake. So you cannot say we create, but we can say we make. For Allah to say in the Quran that these idols were created, it does not make any sense, because to create an idol, you must start from nothing. That means you will not have any material to make that god or idol whom people will worship. But here is the fact. These polytheists, the infidels of Quraysh, made idols from wood, which means they started with a tree, which something God made. Or maybe from some rock to carve to make an idol. Or maybe even to make idols from gold or silver. And all this material did not come from nothing. Therefore, they made these idols, not create these idols. Ibn Kathir ended his interpretation by stating, "Do you serve what you carve? And Allah is your creator and what you made." Meaning Allah also created the things which you made. One more time, Ibn Kathir is wrong, because God Almighty did not create idols for people to worship, unless you obviously believe in Allah, the best deceiver, the God of Muhammad, who will actually make idols for people to worship, that he may cause them to sin against him, so he may find a good excuse for their punishment. Now let's move on to verse 21. "For there Allah said, dead, not living, they did not feel when they will be raised." Allah here is speaking about these idols, the statues or whatever the infidels of Quraysh used to worship. I'm sorry to say they are not dead, because to be dead, you must be alive before you are dead. There is no idol made out of any materials like wood, stone, gold, silver, or whatever can be dead, because that idol was never alive to be dead. Yes, they do not feel because they are made out of material without feeling. But Allah also said they will not know when they were raised. None of these idols were raised. Why? Because they are not true God, because they were not human, because they were never alive. Only the living humans will come back to life. But anything else people made to worship will never come back to life. So I do not know what Muhammad was drinking when he made up this poetry. But here we go. The beauty of the Quran, which is the invention of Muhammad, if it did not come directly from the Bible, as Muhammad always used to throughout the Quran, copy and repeat it after corrupting all the biblical stories. In verse 22, Allah said, your God is one God. So those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts deny and they are proud. That is one truth. But I'm sorry, we're not talking about Allah, the God of Muhammad. We're talking about the God of the Bible. There is only one God, and that God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we're going to show you momentarily that Jesus is God by using the Quran. Once again, in verse 23, Allah said, no doubt that Allah knows what they hide and what they reveal. Once again, these are attributes of God. He knows what is hidden and what is revealed. Surely he does not love the proud. Well, Muslims have a problem with that verse because we know from the Quran that Allah is the proud. And if Allah does not love the proud, that means Allah hates himself. Where do we learn that? Here is what Allah said. In Quran chapter 59 and verse 23, we read, he is Allah. There is no God except him, the King, the Holy, the Peace, the Faithful, the Guardian, the Dear, the Powerful. Then listen carefully, the Proud. If Allah is proud and Allah does not love the proud, that means Allah must hate himself. And by the way, according to Quran chapter 39 and verse 72 and Quran chapter 40 and verse 76, all the proud will end in hell, which means that Allah himself will burn in hell forever. Now I want to summarize the most important part of our study of Quran chapter 16 for today, where we learn in verse 17 that the one who creates is not like the one who does not create. In verse 19, Allah knows what they hide and what they reveal. And in verse 23, we also read the same message that no doubt that Allah knows what they hide and what they reveal. These are very important attributes for Allah. Now let's read what the Quran teaches about Isa, son of Mary. First of all, I would like to read to you that which is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49. For there we read, and a messenger to the children of Israel. Here Allah is speaking of Isa, the Jesus of Muhammad, the son of Mary. Indeed, I came to you with a sign from your Lord. Notice what are these miracles or these signs which Isa, son of Mary, came with. He first said, I create for you the figure of a bird from tin, that is from mud. So I breathe into it, so it will become a bird by Allah's permission. Here we see Isa, son of Mary, act as a creator. And don't forget what Allah said in the Quran, the one who creates is not like the one who does not create. And he's actually doing exactly what Allah in the Quran did when he created Adam. He made him from mud and he breathes into it, like Isa made the birds from mud and he breathes into it. Here is the creation of Adam according to Quran chapter 15 and verses 28 and 29. And there we read, and when your Lord said to the angels, surely I am creating a human from dry mud, from black molded mud. So when I have fashioned him and breathed into him from my spirit, so fall down worshiping him. Is it not exactly what Jesus did according to the Quran when he made the bird from clay and he breathed into it? Isa, the Jesus of Muhammad, is God. Then Isa said, and I healed the blind and the leper. And healing is also one of the attributes of Allah, one of the names of Allah, the healer. Then he said, and I raised the dead by Allah's permission. And raising the dead is also another attribute of Allah, which we say, the one who raised the dead, Al-Muhyi. Then we read, and I inform you about what you eat and what you store in your houses. Wow. Is it not that exactly what Allah stated in Quran chapter 16 verses 19 and 23 that He knows what people reveal and what people hide? Yes, it is attribute of Allah to know the unknown, to know the unseen. That is a great evidence that He is a son of Mary. According to Quran chapter 3 and verse 49, He is God. Why? Once again, because He created, He healed, He raised from the dead, and He also can inform people about what they hide and what they reveal. These are attributes of Allah in the Quran, and somehow we see them written to describe Isa, son of Mary. Someone will say, no. Isa creates here by the will of Allah, not by his own power. Allah is the only creator. My friends, the Quran is very clear. I love it what is written in Quran chapter 23 and verse 14, where Muhammad said in the end of the fabricated error about the creation of the baby, "So blessed be Allah, the best of the creators." Yes, indeed, the Quran is very clear that Allah is one of the creators. Why? Because there are others. But He is the best of the creators. Yeah, Isa can create and Allah create, but Allah is better creator than Isa. When in reality, as we have seen in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, that the creator of all things is the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who came in the flesh, as it is written in John chapter 1 and verse 14. For the Word became flesh. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.